What is up, everybody? Welcome to a bonus episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Who am I with?
Me.
Yeah. And you guys are with me. How you doing, honey?
Doing okay.
Doing okay? I haven't seen you for damn near 24 hours.
I haven't seen you for days, almost.
What do you mean? Like... We just recorded a few days ago and you haven't seen me?
I know.
What happened?
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it does feel like that because there's been a whole lot going on, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let the people know what's happening a little bit.
Oh, which one? Oh. Well.
Yeah, that's actually it.
So what do we do? Which one we going to talk about? We get Nano home from the hospital last week, right?
Yes.
So now,
Friday night.
Right. Friday night, Poppy fell.
Which is her husband.
Yes.
Nano's, your grandpa.
Yes. My grandpa.
Well, a lot of people don't know what Nano and Poppy means.
Nano and Poppy. That's the name for grandma and grandpa.
No, it ain't. Not to black people. It's Paul.
See? They're just names. Mm. So everybody figures, I would hope. But anyways, so he goes and he has to go and fall.
Yeah.
Bust his head open. Gets four staples.
Staples, not stitches, because when you sent me the picture, you had me freaking out coming to work, or leaving work, actually. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, he going to need some staple action on that shit, because I know what that looks like. I had staples on my cranium.
And then Dad, he kept saying, something's wrong. His leg looks funny.
Like he did something to his knee or his calf or something.
Yeah. And I said, oh, Dad, I said he broke his hip. He said, oh, no, it's just going to be his leg. And I said, oh, no. I said, they're gonna get a scan and everything. So.
Right. Yeah, x-ray and CT scan.
Come back. He broke his hip.
Yeah, because you was already worried about it, and you kind of had that feeling like he broke his hip.
He said the leg looked funny. I knew what that meant. So I was like, oh. So, yeah. So he had surgery the next morning.
Yep. And
stayed
it went well.
Stayed at Nana's last night.
It went well. That's why I haven't seen you in damn near 24 hours. You stayed the night at your grandma's to make sure she was straight. Being a good woman that you are.
Yeah.
And she slept amazingly.
She did.
And then woke up this morning and said, go get me some motherfucking donuts.
Yes, she did. She likes to get the ones that has... like the plain, and then the chocolate, and then the...
Oh, she wanted the whole assortment,
and
huh?
And then the caramel one or something like that. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So I went, and all I could find was this 12-pack, and I'm like, what are we going to do with 12 donuts?
How many?
I'm killing myself as it is eating one. Yeah. So I'm like, oh.
How many did she crush?
She ate one and drank some chocolate milk.
See, you told me to make sure everything gets segued.
Yeah.
So she drank one and had her chocolate milk, huh?
Yeah,
she felt good and vibrant.
Yeah, she sat up for, she sat in the kitchen or in the dining room for 2 hours.
Yeah, and you guys were talking. And what did you learn?
That I'm just like her.
And I've been saying it for years, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling her for years, you are just like your grandma.
Yeah, I am.
And you literally had carbon copies of the same children.
Yes, I did.
That she did. Literally.
I did.
Two boys, one girl. And you had and one girl.
Yeah, that. And they also, their personalities are... Yeah. Identical to...
And you know what made me mad? That's why we had these microphones on hitting you with this bonus episode. That's what started it all. Because I've been telling you for years, you had carbon copies of exactly what your grandma has.
See,
personalities and all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have an epiphany when I said that shit like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Seriously, like, come on, man. So, okay, you had a conversation at the table this morning over a donut and chocolate milk. And
I figured pretty much all my health issues comes from her side of the family,
like
arthritis all through the body and the scoliosis and all that stuff. So it all comes from her. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Inherited genetic qualities always suck.
Yeah.
They definitely suck.
And that's why I'm little, like my great-grandmother.
Little?
Itty-bitty.
You're not itty-bitty.
Well, my great-grandmother was itty-bitty. She was only like 89 pounds. Or well, 80 that pounds. Ain't you. No, I'm not 89.
Thank God.
Right. I could be.
Otherwise, that ass would look funny.
I know.
And I like that fat ass. I'm a brother. You got me fucked up.
So, no, I not that little.
Look, is it? And she just gave me that look, like as a white woman, like, oh, my ass, what?
No, yeah. I did not look at you that way, but okay. So.
Kinda.
No.
A little bit.
Not at all.
Eyebrows don't lie.
My eyebrows do whatever they want. No. That has nothing to
okay,
do with
honey,
what I'm
saying. I get it. All right.
What?
You were just telling me.
Oh, what?
That you were itty bitty like your great grandmother.
Yeah, that's what Nana said.
Mm-hmm.
And but she was only 80, 90 pounds. Real small.
Wow. How tall was she? Probably 5'3", 5'2".
She was real short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that short. Even with scoliosis.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I was 5'7". Now I'm down to 5'6". So.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get any shorter, but there's no promises.
Well, we're getting old.
I know.
We're getting old. But since you want to talk about it on that aspect of it, are you really worried about you getting shorter and all this other stuff? You still limber.
Yes. I'll always be that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Then we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd assume so.
We're definitely going to be okay.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, shit. Brothers don't understand. And men out there in general don't understand that having a woman that is double jointed. You see my Joker grin over here.
I always wanted to be a contortionist.
I know. And that's... I was like, listen, I got to turn these microphones the fuck on. And you want to talk about being a damn contortionist.
I did.
That ain't what you actually said it was earlier. No. You just knew how to hide in confined spaces.
Yes, I did. Well, it didn't help that Mom always... She always thought that we were going to get kidnapped. So... I always
this
had to
always
have
an ongoing.
Yes.
You still pictured that white man riding by. That's why your yes. eyes just rolled.
I hate white men. It was always, we're going to get kidnapped. We can't go, you know, beyond, you know.
The mailbox.
Right. And if we did, the neighbor later told on us. So, we never got away. So, I always just liked to find places to hide. And I know I'm like wiggly all over the bed. Mm-hmm. I know I've always been that way. Because one time.
One time where? In band
time.
Camp?
Yeah. No, at home.
All right. What time at home?
At home. Mom would always put stupid shit in the room.
Like what?
Like shit that should
like
not be in kids' rooms.
Like a llama?
No. Like.
I mean, shit. I mean, what?
She put this...
An ottoman that don't match nothing in the house?
No, a shelving unit
mm-hmm.
beside my bed full of glass.
You?
Yeah, me.
What?
So,
how come I didn't know this part of the story ever?
What goes? What happens...
With glass?
Yeah,
you?
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So somehow, I don't know how, I'm sleeping... But somehow I kicked my feet up or got my feet around it and the blanket around it and pulled the thing down and it shattered. Well, I'm asleep. And somehow when I finally...
You still sleep hard
yes,
like that to this day.
So when I woke up, you know where I was?
In a pool of blood on top of glass? Like an episode of South Park? What?
No, I squeezed myself between the bed and the wall. All the way down in the bottom.
I think you're confusing the stories, I think. Because you told me the house got hijacked by a giant witch and picked up the...
That was on Halloween one year. Oh my God, I was so scared. Oh, that was horrible.
Okay.
That witch was mean.
I mean, come on, man. What are you I've never been able to dissect that for years. Like, what are you saying?
That was the worst.
A witch picked up your house like Wizard of Oz and dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how all that glass got broken.
No, that's two different stories.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, okay, but it's you. But and the only reason why I'm confused because you ended up in between that same nook and cranny of the fucking bunk bed.
Oh, no. With mom and, or with the Halloween one? No, I was screaming.
Oh, you was awake for that one.
I was screaming.
Okay, so while you was asleep for the last one and you had shelving of glass all over the place and you woke up in the same place.
Yeah, I woke up, I was between the bed and the wall. I was squeezed down in there.
And then what happened?
Mom was like, what are you doing? Sleeping. I thought right somebody was breaking in and going to steal me. This woman scared me. So I thought my body just automatically put me somewhere safe.
Hiding between the bed and the wall. Mm-hmm. Neck all fucked up. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to reminisce on any of those pains and shit like that. You don't even think about those kind of pains when you're that young.
I don't know.
And dexterity and ambidextrous and all that shit that rhymes together some kind of weird way.
They had to move the bed to get me out.
Holy shit. But you know what I thought was amazing? Is the fact that you get to have those conversations with your grandparents. Mm-hmm. You get to have those conversations and those relationships. You know, I know you lost your grandmother on your mom's side. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years ago, mm-hmm. which is amazing because that's one thing that I never had the opportunity to have because I never knew my dad's parents, never knew his great or his grandparents, which mm-hmm. would be my great grandparents. I don't know anything about my dad's side of the family, which drives me crazy. And I know it drives him crazy, too, because he was the youngest and he lost his father when he was 14 mm-hmm. and lost his mother when he was 20 while my mother was pregnant with me.
Right.
And my mother only got to speak to my grandmother once over the phone.
Goodness.
Yeah, so I have no clue about any kind of quirks that I have, all the bullshit that's in my motherfucking genetics, whether it's arthritis or whatever's going on and bursitis that's probably in my shoulder and all this other stuff. But the fact that you get to enjoy this antagonistic shit that you've been dealing with with your grandparents, I think is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. And you said it on the last episode, even though this is a bonus episode, on episode 11, you said that, you know, you do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm, I do.
You really do enjoy it because these are memories and moments that a lot of people don't get to have.
Right.
And that's why I never impede. I never get in the way. I'm never selfish about anything when it comes to you taking care of them.
Right.
You know.
See, I can't remember a lot of what's going on, but I know it's happening, so I know what's going on, and I know I'm there, so,
yeah,
you know, what gets remembered up in my brain, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I mean, it just goes back to even when we were kids, mm-hmm. you know, I barely remember anything. I just only remember traumatic moments, because you were just talking about how you remember itty-bitty great-grandmother, mm-hmm. your itty-bitty great-grandmother, and your nano telling you today that's where, I mean, you get a majority of who you are from.
Yeah.
You know, and you only remember just the funeral mm-hmm. when you said you were, what, 6-7 years old?
I don't know. I don't know how old
you were young, though.
So
you said 15.
No, that was Grandma Brown.
Okay, see.
You know, honestly, the only reason why I remember
why
15
why
is because she left us $1,000 and I bought my car. Really? And I couldn't drive it until I was 16.
Because your dad made you do what with that car?
Completely redo the engine.
And what kind of car was it?
A Mustang.
And what year?
81. Hatchback. It was the mm-hmm. cutest fucking thing.
You had to tear it all apart and put it back together before you could drive it. Mm-hmm. Where's those values today?
They're gone. They're so gone.
And that's what's sad. Mm-hmm. But she left $1,000 for you to get a car. Mm-hmm. Got the car. Mm-hmm. Your dad stepped in and said, yo, you're going to have to tear this motherfucker apart and put it back together.
Oh, and then he handed me this checkbook. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I went in debt for like $600.
You fucked up. But at least it was only $600.
Yeah, now
it's probably more than that, but it wasn't modern technology back then.
So like I think it's like $680 some if I remember right. And that's how much I owe Nano and Poppy back still to this day, I think. That's it. That's all I owe.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. $680. Well, you make up for it in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Definitely more ways than one. That's why you were over there last night taking care of your grandma.
Right.
While your grandfather's still in the hospital and he's getting ready to go into rehab mm-hmm. with a broken hip, but they put a rod in there. And
right.
Yeah. I mean, just to have those interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have, I mean, just all of that is amazing to me. And I sit back in awe. And at the same time, I don't sit back jealous or envious of any of those things. But I just, there's a lot of people out there that probably can relate to this that wish that they had those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Wish but that they had those.
You can go with me and have those moments.
Well, I'm talking about...
I mean, they are funny as fuck.
I do have moments.
It's like never a dull moment.
Yeah, I know. And I work my ass off. I work my ass off and I'm always in my A mm-hmm. for the most part. But I do work my ass off because we're not getting any younger either, I should say. And right. have to work my ass off to make sure that we're straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that our kids can be annoyed and I'm ready to corrupt our grandkids. I'm ready to do all of that.
In 10 years.
No, it ain't going to be no 10 years.
10
the
years.
Way they run around here like jackrabbits.
10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
10 years.
So season 4, we'll be talking about grandkids.
I'll kick their ass. They know it.
But seriously, there's a lot of people out there that wish they had those interactions with blood. Just mm-hmm. to get family history. Just to know where they get certain quirks from and certain personality traits from. And, I mean, that is just amazing that you get to enjoy those interactions. Even though it's wearing you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. My poor baby's so tired. She's been ready to get in the shower since yesterday.
Yes.
I can't get no coochie. It's just...
I just want a shower.
That's I know, all. Baby. I know. But one thing that should be a testament to who you are is something that a lot of people should aspire to, is the big caring heart that you have. The big fucking caring heart that you have. And, you know, whether
heavy.
People, yeah, 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 you just have the most amazing golden heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a beautiful thing, even though, yeah, I'd be sitting back like, dang, man, I wanted to bust some nuts last night, but. I mean, you got to take care of grandma, so I mean,
I wasn't even here.
I'm like, hold on, who's 40 now and who isn't? Hold on a minute. I had a long week too in this yacht.
I know. I felt so bad to say I won't be there when you wake up.
Man.
I was like, that's really bad sense.
And I got a text. Like, I didn't get the courtesy of being woken up to just be told. Even
I don't want to wake you. I want you to sleep.
Yeah, because my sleep pattern is trash. I get it. That's what creatives do. But you could have just at least tapped me. I would have been like, what? What? What now? God no. dang it, what do you
see,
want?
See, avoid.
What do you want?
Avoid.
I gotta go. And then you already know I would have been like, no. Oh, all right, babe. Be careful. Nope. I love you.
Nope.
That's... Be careful. Shit. And then I would have been awake. And then that's what would have made you feel
nope.
bad. And then I ended up still sleeping through my alarm this morning. I still did. But that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are listening to us out there right now, on this bonus episode of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast,
mm-hmm.
enjoy those moments. Because tragically, there's been just mass shootings. People are losing loved ones. People are losing friends. People are losing sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole lot of bullshit that's going on out here right now. And it's amazing just to even... I know you've seen some of those stats too. It's just like we've had... almost 250 mass fucking shootings in the United States. It is incredible. In a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? What the hell is going on? The value of human life.
Non-existent.
In a capitalistic society. not to get too deep about it, but in a capitalistic society, it's just like, fuck, man. So cherish every moment you have with every loved one you have around you. Whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your partner, whether it's your friends, whether it's, it doesn't matter. Cherish every fucking moment you have, because it could be as simple as going out to a club tonight and you and I having a good time watching a band and it's over. Mm-hmm. Completely fucking over. And that's the sickest shit that I just, man, how do we, I mean, what do? There's nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. Gun reform. Gun control. Okay. When do criminals ever give a fuck about that? When do the mentally ill ever give a fuck about that? So the whole point of this is just, man, make sure you do the best you can, even if it's not every day, to reiterate the fact how much you love your loved ones that are around you. And you've been the epitome of that, taking care of your grandparents and soon to be our parents, and our whole future is going to be consumed with taking care of.
And it's just not our parents either. Let's see. Yeah, what my aunt's like, oh, yeah. Yes. So will you take care of me too? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Thinking, where's your daughter?
Yeah,
you know? Word. I'm word. Like, oh dear.
And that's, oh man, that is just, oh, what? A, oh,
yes, I mean, society. I'll do it. I'm going to, I mean, yeah, I'll do it. Of course,
because you have that big heart, and people are going to tug at your heartstrings, especially not people, but your family. Mm-hmm. Your family's going to do that because they know you're a rare breed. They know that nobody else around them has that in them but you. Mm-hmm. And you should be proud of that shit. You should definitely be proud of that shit. No, big yourself up, pop your collar, something, let me know.
I'm a not cold. Sitting there looking I'm for a reason.
Man, that's why, that's one of the biggest traits that I appreciate about you, is you have that in you. Mm-hmm. And this is where the opposite side, the dark side of our relationship comes in, where I'm protective about it when it comes to certain situations.
Yeah.
You don't have to have everything in. Yes, I do. When it's time.
Yes.
When it's time. Right now, there's a reason why I'm sitting back in the cut. There's a reason for it. But just to have each other's back, mm-hmm. you don't have to have every fucking thing in common like a lot of couples think you have to and all these other things. It's all about the chemistry, the unspoken chemistry, the unseen things that we have together that I appreciate so much because we balance each other out before even our lips start moving.
Right.
We have that.
Yes.
And that is super important.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is a complete blessing that a lot of people are ill afforded to even have. So, baby, you've been doing a great job. You've been doing amazing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this was a time for us to talk about it and just put you out there and let you know you a bad bitch. You're just a bad bitch, honey. You a bad bitch. And you know what? I'm proud of the fact that you are a great, great woman.
Thank you.
And you better make sure you wipe my ass the way I like it. When I'm drooling with applesauce, even though I hate applesauce.
You got it. You will be pampered.
I know I would be. And vice versa. Because I make sure that, and you make sure that we both provide the best that we can for each other. It ain't about materials. It ain't about monetary gains. It ain't about none of that shit. It's just really having each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole purpose of this episode, this bonus episode, is how much do you really have your significant other's back? How far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to swallow when it comes to your own selfishness and pride when it comes to a relationship? All these things you got to sit back and reevaluate and think about. All these things you have to think about, because life is always much bigger than your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
It always is.
Yeah.
Whether it's our children listening, whether it's your children listening to this, whether it's, it doesn't matter. Life is always so much bigger than your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, babe, anything you want to send out there into the stratosphere and let everybody know? That's why I feel like this bonus episode was important. Because some of these things people just neglect and don't think about. And it's so easy to get caught up in our own daily lives and just stuck and just a crux of whatever the fuck you're going through out there in life. Mm-hmm. What do you think is important for people to just remember, period?
Because, love themselves.
Yeah. Love themselves. Mm-hmm. And then? What else?
I don't know. I think it trickles down from there. Once you figure out yourself and you love in yourself, then you can love everybody.
Yeah.
And when you're okay with yourself, when you're okay that you're don't have to do everything, I think it all fits in better, if that makes sense. It does to me because I'm just weird.
We're both weird. That's why this is emphasis on the word odd. in between interracial and couple. But no, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It makes absolute perfect sense. You ready to close it out?
I'm ready for a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't know what the rest of the evening is going to bring right now, huh? Why are you winking? I'm tired.
I'm hungry.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the bonus episode of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. But I definitely felt like it was, like I was saying, important to just reiterate the fact that, you know what? Big your significant other up when you get the opportunity to do it, even if it's on a public platform. Even if it is. And it wasn't about me today. It was all about you. And you are the star of this podcast, whether you realize it or not. Whether you do or not. I'm just a goofy fuck that don't know what I'm talking about half the time.
I know. I definitely know that.
Thanks, dear.
You're welcome.
I know what you mean. I'm reading between the lines. At least in my own head.
Okay. I'm glad it's there.
All right, guys. I hope you guys have a great week.
Yes.
We definitely hope you guys have a great week.
Yeah.
And send us off, honey.
Hopefully it'll go smooth as the buttons.
Hell yeah. Stay high and what?
Stay high and right.
And positive vibes, always.
Always.
Deuces.
Bye.